This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
This responsible gaming message is brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery. When you play the lottery, it's important to play responsibly. Know your limit and spend only what you can afford. Set a budget and stick to it. And remember, as long as you're having fun, you're always a winner in our book. The Tennessee Lottery is a proud supporter of National Problem Gambling Awareness Month. To learn more about problem gambling resources, visit tnlottery.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24 sanitizing spray. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Once dry, Microban 24 sanitizing spray is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed.
2 chocolate chip muffins coming in. Thank you.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Hey, can someone get that?
Like at Claire's Cafe. To satisfy demand for takeout, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Memphis Group at RE/MAX Expert. The housing market is in fuego. That doesn't just mean you're going to walk in the top dollar, though. You need to have a team, an all-star team, that knows how to get the absolute most bang for your buck. The team that has the eye. If you do this, if you repair that, if you spruce up this, it could mean $10,000 more. It could mean $20,000 more. You need a team that knows the ins and outs of the market, who knows how to get the absolute most money. how to extract the most profit. That's the Live Love Memphis team at RE/MAX Experts. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
John's right. Jennifer Carstensen, she's the captain of this team. She is an all-star. She'd have been the first pick last night of LeBron and KD. It's because her team is the best in town. April Darnell, doesn't matter who you ask for when you call 410-8818. The point is you're with in the right hands, the hands of Live Love. I was in those hands 2 years ago. They got my home sold, a home I thought they'd never get sold. Got it done in 6 days. John's pointing out you're in a much better market. Get top dollar. You're only going to get that when you get the right advice. Get it from the right team. It's the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
The moment is nigh. As we know, today, NBA Top Shot has released. And I don't know how long this goes. I got to set it up, Brad. I got some things I got to set up before we get into this. But NBA Top Shot, which of course is the highlight, right? The moments that are captured by several players throughout the NBA. It's taken the nation by storm. We talked about it quite a bit on this show. They are releasing over the next 3 days these Seeing Stars packs. Okay.
Yes.
That of course is three Top Shots that will include at least one All Star, right? Yes. And those All-Stars are as follows. I am guaranteed to get a moment from the following players. Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Bradley Beal, Giannis, Joel Embiid, Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron, Jason Tatum, Nikolai Jokic, Devin Booker, Jaylen Brown, James Harden, Paul George, Zach LaVine, Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, Julius Randle, Sabonis, Vucevic, Ben Simmons, Zion Williamson, Chris Paul, or Anthony Davis. Okay, so those are the All-Stars. Listen, most of them I would be fine with, right? Most of them I would be totally good with, and I'm about to open it here momentarily, but I'm just sort of setting myself up for disappointment. This is the way these things go. I would be disappointed but fine. I would be disappointed but fine with Zach LaVine and Rudy Gobert and, you know, I guess Jaylen Brown. I guess I'd be fine with them, but there's not going to be some huge market you know, for these guys. But without further ado, now just to kind of set it up, Luka.
I think you have set it up.
Luka is going for $2,000 on the open market here, right?
Okay.
So that is what this is my first pack ever on NBA Top Shot. Here we go. I'm opening the pack.
Oh, my Lord. John's smiling right now, but that smile could quickly.
Oh, I got to click to reveal. I got to click to reveal. There are three different ones. There are three different
this
little
is
images
just like
here.
Okay, when they open the pack.
Okay, I'm gonna do. Okay, which
now
one?
Is one shaking?
No, none of them are shaking.
Because that's what happens on 2K.
Okay, there's
if
there's,
you got a big one.
There's
there.
One, two, and three. Which door should I open first? You tell me. I'll do it.
In honor of coming to America.
Oh God.
Which was bad until the last 10 minutes.
Give me door number two. Door number two. Common. Kyle Anderson.
I picked out Kyle Anderson for that man. I'm sorry. Kyle's having his best offensive year. We're going to be able to sell that for $14.27.
It is a dunk. It is a Kyle Anderson
now,
dunk.
You look absolutely disappointed.
Well,
and Kyle has given you and the Grizzlies his best year. Offensively.
Okay, so I'll just read it. When you can read the defense in slow motion, the opportunities present themselves. Memphis Grizzlies forward Kyle Anderson seizes the opportunity to split to the bucket, grabs a pass from DeAnthony Melton, and throws down a two-handed slam against his former Spurs squad.
Just what
on
I wanted.
February 1st.
That's just what I wanted was a Kyle Anderson slam.
Okay.
Dude, Kyle Anderson ain't going to give you 15 for that thing.
Okay, thanks. Door number one or door number three?
Let's get John's hopes back up.
Door number one or door number three?
You don't want me picking anymore.
Pick
I just brought you some bad
There's two
luck.
Left. Pick another one.
Give me one.
Give me one. Door number one, what do you have for me?
Big bucks, no whammies.
This is,
God. No whammy.
It's
no whammy.
The All-Star. It's Zach LaVine, man. It's Zach LaVine. I knew it.
So Luka's going for 2G. What's that mean? Zach will get you a couple hundred or something, right?
I knew this was going to happen.
It's an all-star.
I knew this was going to happen. God, dude.
So are you telling me 63,000 other people got an all-star, too, And their packs?
Yes.
Okay, this is worth nothing.
Zach LaVine, man. This is just my damn luck. This guy's never going to be an All-Star ever again.
Yes, he will, because he's in the dirty East.
Man, who wants a Zach? It's a dunk. I mean, he had 45. They lost against the Clippers. I mean, this is awful.
How much do you speculate it's worth right now?
$3, man.
$3?
It ain't even, man.
Well, let's hear what the other one is.
Why? It don't matter.
Maybe it's bought out Blake Griffin.
I'm sorry.
You're going to get mad at me for laughing. You only spent, what, $9?
14. Like, this was 14.
Well, calm your tail down. It's $14. What's the number three behind door number three?
Oh, hey! It's Bradley Beal.
Okay. So you tell me you got two All-Stars?
I got two All-Stars.
Then buck up, Buttercup.
This is a Seeing Stars one. The Zach LaVine was a common. That wasn't even that was a random drop.
Also, your All-Star is actually Bradley Beal.
I was going to get my hands on Bradley Beal one way or another.
Does he lead the league in scoring this year? He's close. But,
I mean, it's okay. Bradley Beal's not bad.
I mean, you're going to get significantly more for that than you would have for an All-Star Zach LaVine.
But they're both All-Stars.
That's what I'm saying. But you seem to feel so much better about this one than you did about when you thought Zach was an All-Star. It's that much of a difference? Bradley's,
I think so, because it's...
His value? His worth?
Well, I mean, he might get traded or something. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, they trade him to, like,
you seem much better. All Brad and I care about is your happiness. And you seem to be much happier sitting there with the Bradley Beal All-Star than you were when you thought you had a Zach LaVine All-Star. We're happy for you.
It's not
even
terrible.
If it's only worth $17.
It's not terrible. I don't think it's like the. I don't think it's the greatest.
Did that make you want to do it, Brad?
Hell no. I got no interest in popping up digits and widgets and gifts for money like
but
this.
But John has friends who are making big time money off this.
I got no time for it. Like I hope
that's
they,
what
I
old men they, say. Listen, that's what they said about Netflix early.
Listen, I hope they all get rich as hell and they are happy.
Just won't be you, huh?
I really want him to be happy. That man across from you, Jason, it's one of the biggest struggles of my job, frankly. I mean, if I'm speaking honestly, is John's happiness.
I want to keep the joy, and John seems happy now.
Yeah.
He does look happy. If he's happy, we all happy on this show.
No, I'm definitely fine. I mean, I think it's a fine drop. Like, it's not going to make me, I can't retire on it, right? I can't, like,
Right, not. You're going to have to do all your hits next week.
A couple $100.
I'm going to have to keep continue appearing on Jeff Calkins' show on Wednesday.
That's correct.
There you go.
But, this is something that if I had a kid that was like of age, right? Like if I had a kid that was CJ's age, right?
Okay.
Who liked the NBA and who appreciated basketball and this was something they liked, I could absolutely see there's so much value in this, right? Like I think CJ would love this. I think you're missing the boat by not getting CJ a pack.
I can tell you're trying to give me advice here on how I should spend my money. I can tell.
Well,
if I have a kid like CJ, you should buy the cards.
Yeah.
That's basically how that was set up.
He's spending your money now.
Yeah, essentially.
I mean, you know,
I should get into it for him.
It's only, I mean, this was $14.99. The other, most packs are $9.99.
No, it seems perfectly reasonable. And we're getting in on the ground floor, so if I was going to do it, the time to do it would be now. You're absolutely right. And then hope that you've got something that's going to appreciate by the time CJ's old, right? It's got a little value to it. You've kept it in the family, much like a father who hands down that old baseball card that he had to his son. So I look at it from that standpoint. I think, John, eventually I will be looking, you know, for that reason you point out. I'll be getting one for Chris to that point, hoping that I've gotten my hands on something good. That perfect, like, baseball card that I had, I'm handing down to my son. It'll hopefully have value for him. That's, yeah. I could see myself doing it.
So I've got five packs total. I've got five packs.
We're happy for you.
I mean, it's not five packs, but I got five cards total, five NBA Top Shots total, and two of them are All-Stars. I mean, that's not bad. You would take that in a collection, right? And I've only had to spend, basically $50 total because I flipped the Andrew Wiggins one and bought a Will Barton, a much cheaper Will Barton. But there is certainly a dopamine to it. Like when you turn the thing around, it's a lot like that NBA 2K thing you talked about. You know, when you pull those, what is it? My Team, I guess is what it is.
Yes.
When you pull those cards or those packs
that's why it's going to take off because I'm telling you, young people are already programmed like this to want to open the pack based on playing 2K and all young folks play it. So you're already of this mind. It's already been programmed into you anyway, right? And, yes, these packs, they shake, and they've got levels to them and pink diamonds and galaxy opals, and you get all – they got value to them.
Yep.
And that's already sort of programmed in. You're used to that kind of system. And they're going to look at this and say, oh, wait a minute, now I can get a real moment?
Yep.
I get, you know, a real today 2021 playing card? That's how they're going to look at it, and they're going to jump on it because these young folks are already programmed in.
That's
and
right.
If you can get the young ones to buy in, that's your future. That's literally your future's top shot. That's what they're banking on. The young folks will be hooked.
Roser got a pack, and I don't even want to mention who he got because it makes me feel like less of a man. Roser claims he got Julius Randle, James Harden, and Anthony Davis. And I would like
that man got the power pack on.
I would like, did we get the same brand of pack? Because I got Kyle Anderson. Okay.
Well, he's probably in there with the NBA players getting.
He got three All-Stars.
And don't they get first dibs anyway? And that what makes this thing unfair? He's probably sitting in there with Jaren Jackson, Justice Winslow, over at the Forum doing it with him.
You know, this is why yours downloaded so slow. It was slow-mo. It took a little longer for it to download.
Is there anything more valuable than a Kyle Anderson dunk?
When it comes to
moments in the league.
Yes, everything else.
I think I absolutely got the worst pack based on if that's what everybody's getting. If everybody's getting Julius Randle, James Harden, and Anthony Davis, and I get a guy in Kyle Anderson who nobody cares about in the NBA. And I get a guy, Zach LaVine, who also nobody cares about in the NBA.
It's better than a Gorgie putback, fool.
Yeah.
Okay? It's better than a Gorgie 3 or a Gorgie putback. Put Kyle a little higher than that. But there ain't too much. There ain't too much you put beneath it.
It's disappointing. It's a disappointing day.
You got freaking Bradley Beal, you know?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Go have a great weekend. You got you an all-star.
That's good.
I'll be back in line.
Hold on to that thing this weekend while Memphis is trying to beat Houston.
I will say, I'm looking at the graphic you just tweeted of the screenshot of your three players. It is a very visually appealing looking package. I know that sounds strange for coming from an older dude, but like the visuals on this are pretty stunning. Nice.
There is an element to it that is just fun, right? Like, yeah. I mean, you click the – I mean, I don't care about the plays themselves.
I
just care about the player, who I get.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this sucks, quite honestly. Like, this is – I mean, people are, like, reaching out to me, and they're letting me know that
– how sad yours is?
Yeah, like, it's just
– oh, no.
It's just not a very good – it's not a very good pool. I mean, is Bradley Beal the leading scorer in the NBA? Do we know?
I didn't go look after we stopped because you told me it'd only be worth a certain – it's not $2,000 Luka, so I'm sorry.
He's top five.
You're going to get
not first.
You need a talent fee from Top Shot, by the way, because our listeners are now tweeting pictures of them in line.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a real thing. Bradley Beal is the leading scorer in the NBA.
I pulled
the leading scorer in the NBA. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. He just plays for the Wizards.
So
that's
people are texting you, telling you that your pack is sorry as hell.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I gathered. Just want to get caught up.
That's something, man.
Well, you know, it's
so everybody else pretty much that did this has a better pack than you.
The early returns are yes. Now, somebody out there had to get Rudy Gobert, okay? Somebody out there had to get Rudy Gobert, right? It wasn't me. I got at least the leading scorer in the NBA. Rudy Gobert would have been the worst. I think Bradley Beal is like mid. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just a mid-grade. There's never going to be – he's going to have to get traded to, like, a big contender for his card to be worth something. He's only 27, so there's a chance of that happening.
Yeah, you sound like me trying to talk myself into coming to America was good.
Yeah, like
– like you're trying to talk yourself into it.
The first 90% of my pack was trash, but the last 10% of it was just spectacular.
It made it all worth it, right?
Uh-huh. But, you know, look, I mean, I got two All-Stars. Hopefully – I guess you could say the same thing for Zach LaVine, right? Zach LaVine could one day get traded from the Bulls, couldn't he? And go somewhere else? He's young enough?
Absolutely, it could happen. I would try to flip it if I'm Billy and the boys over in Chicago.
Yeah, Zach is only 25 years old.
Don't know how much is
–
we've
really?
Talked about this with Windhorse. How much does Zach affect winning? It's gotten better this year, but it's not something that's put them over the top.
Good question. It's been
a couple of years now.
Now, when you Google Zach LaVine, the first thing that pops up –
he's earned the respect of his peers, though, now, and that's what I'll give him.
You'd rather have Beal, though, out of the two.
Yeah.
You put Beal on a Grizzlies type of a team opposed to –
Beal just
– although I would be happy with both, quite frankly. Yeah.
Beal's relentless.
I mean, I think
you're talking about on this Grizzlies team?
I'm talking about this Grizzlies team.
You're going to take all day long. If you got Ja, you take
You keep
take both of those all day long.
Jaren healthy. You got your Winslow.
I'm talking about if you're building around those guys. We're talking about separately of the Grizzlies. But absolutely, you take one of those as a piece with the Grizzlies.
You send Anderson. You send Dylan Brooks.
Oh, yeah, anything.
Whatever they want.
Yeah.
That when you Google Zach LaVine, it's not about his NBA top shot. The first thing that comes up is he had to call the police on that last night because he had an allegedly obsessed woman who showed up to his Chicago house and refused to leave.
So, really?
Yeah, she reported. She reportedly traveled from out of state, demanding to speak with the first-time All-Star. Can I interest you in an NBA Top Shot, ma'am? I have one, and I will sell it to you for $12,000.
For real?
It's a Zach LaVine. I mean, I'm telling you, it's.
She may go steal to get that money. She might. Give it to you. She sounds crazy.
Police took her to a local hospital for mental evaluation. She has not been formally arrested or charged with a crime. That is like, that is a very scary deal right there,
psychopath.
Man. That's like some John Lennon type stuff if you're not careful, man. I mean, wasn't that a fan of John Lennon?
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't he like obsessed with him?
Henry David, whatever.
Yeah. But Zach LaVine is okay.
So was Selena's, wasn't it?
Selena,
she was,
yeah.
Wasn't she kind of, even though she was like her fan of, you know, so
stalker
ran her fan
type,
organization or whatever,
like
but wasn't she infatuated with her?
Yep.
Yeah.
But
Jason, that happened to you ever?
What,
no obsessed fans?
When he was at the when he was
dude,
with the preps, right?
I ain't got no
fans. He was preps writer at the commercial appeal.
No. He showed up at Murfreesboro.
No, but we met John's dude though, didn't we?
Boy, we did.
Who is that?
John.
Who?
John.
What?
John. You got to do better.
He hooped with us.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
how could you forget?
Oh yeah, I remember quite.
Yeah, John definitely got a fan.
We won't mention,
and it might be a little bit more than that.
No, it's definitely not more than that.
Okay.
But anyway, that's my I did it on the show. I did it for the show. You know, you can't say I didn't do it for the show. And I apologize that it was so underwhelming. But that's
and we're excited for you. You know, everybody's doing it. We're grateful that you've brought us in on this at the floor level, John.
You know,
it's going to take off.
Maybe if Jason and I invested in this that we, you know, maybe I can come around because Jason's luck is really good.
Yes, it is.
You know?
It is very good.
And we've been sitting back here watching you.
I would put $5,000 in it if I were y'all. That's what I would do. That's how good Jason's luck is. I put $5,000 to $10,000 in it and just let that thing ride, man.
Brad, come up with $47.99, and I'll look into providing the rest.
What is it? How much is it a per? How much did I get in the line for?
Well, a pack is $9.99. Or just $9, actually.
Oh, you can do that on your own, Brad. Them singles, you'd be winning on FanDuel.
I got my four singles for the weekend.
You got nine ones on you right now.
Stop betting 25 to win four and go get you two of these Top Shot packs.
That's a really good point.
That's what you could do.
Those two for ones or whatever you got. I've been getting
three by two.
Hey,
it hit again last night.
Listen.
Been trying to tell you about
this. Not only did I hit my whatever, two for one or whatever you call it, I hit one of those. I hit my parlay because the Grizzlies actually covered last night.
Yeah.
You know, that's why that game was fun for a lot of us gamblers.
Right.
And then I listened to the show. You guys recommended the Golden State game. I parlayed the two of them. I won like, you know, $20 last night off that parlay.
Look at you.
There you have it.
There you go. Listen to the show, Jason and John.
Danny Manning, of course, used to be the coach at Wake Forest. Now he is a college basketball analyst for ESPN. We will talk to him when we come back about Memphis, what they need to do this weekend, the tournament, and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Soon, you're going to be able to parlay your listening to 92.9 into straight cash. Keep listening to Win the Cash. It's the hourly parlay payday on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Parlay your listening into straight cash. $1,000 an hour. Tune all your radios to 92.9 FM, ESPN on radio.com.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds in all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every single game day. And if you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win your first bet. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want on NBA, college basketball, tennis, golf, you name it. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with my promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For gambling problem support, call 1-800-889-9789. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 99FM ESPN.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Enjoy fresh, flavorful, made-for-you meals with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to most Southwest Grill. Create your own burritos, bowls, tacos, nachos, salads, and more. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Kraft Axe Throwing is your premier spot for casual or competitive axe throwing. Whether it's a night out with friends, casual or competitive, reserve your spot today. Now open. Reserve your lane now at KraftAxeThrowing.com. Use Radio 15 at checkout for 15% off.
People, the Fitz is in the jackpot business, and I'm here to tell you, business is good. Ask Megan, who just hit one for more than $225,000. Yup, luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
You are the best of the best. Self-motivated, creative, a proactive problem solver, tenacious, money-motivated, and approach a job as if you are your own CEO. A self-starter, organized, detail-oriented, and have the ability to work without much direct supervision. Intercom Memphis LLC is seeking you. Intercom Memphis LLC has the latest tools and technology, the most knowledgeable management, and is known as offering the best work environment for selling radio advertising in the industry. Nobody in the market can offer more to their clients than Intercom Memphis. As an account executive with Intercom Memphis LLC, you will represent some of the largest sports teams and talent in the entertainment world. In keeping with the other members of the Intercom teams, the number one trait we hire for is winning attitude. We're looking for driven individuals who refuse to lose or compromise their level of success even in an unsteady economy. To be considered for this position, please apply online at www.intercom.com and click on careers. Intercom Memphis LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUMPER for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUMPER for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BUMPER.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
She's got a ticket to ride. She don't care. She said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free.
Well, I was around. I had a drink after that damn pool on NBA Top Shot. Everybody tried to convince me, oh, well, you know, Bradley Beal's an all-star starter. Don't matter what he is, and don't nobody want to pay for it. So I'm going to need a drink, and I'm going to do it with Blue Note Juke Joint. Drink it on the rocks, drink it neat, make a cocktail with it. Lots of different ways you can choose to go. It's all good, all smoother than smooth, and bolder than the Blues. Available wherever your favorite liquors are sold, just $29.99. Cannot beat that. It's Blue Note Juke Joint. It's the weekend. Go pick yourself up a bottle of Blue Note Juke Joint today. Before we came back and I pulled just a terrible pull here from NBA Top Shot, Mark Giannotto popped in and he said, you know, I just find it hard not to root for Kelvin Sampson. Some version of that, right? Like, he's endearing, I think, is the way that Mark Giannotto put it.
Yeah, and it can be.
That he's endearing.
Don't let Kelvin fool you.
Yesterday, I fell for your trap. When you asked me what's going to be quicker to get, the vaccine or the PS5, and you said I fell into your trap. Did Giannotto fall into the trap of Kelvin Sampson?
Feels like it. Just took a few little compliments of Memphis, and he had Giannotto all wrapped around his finger, didn't it? Remember, he's the one that's started this. He's the one that could have recognized Memphis has sort of earned this, and he's the one that's, you know, after losing to East Carolina, Wichita State in particular here down the stretch, that's saying, look, I'm a two seed. If I play Memphis twice, there's more chance I could lose one of them. Maybe I fall off that line. It started with him. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, the blame lies with Oresco for rolling with that, for folding. But don't let Kelvin Sampson fool you with his rosy poetry, with that flowery language. I do think he's right, though, that Memphis has been a one of the best 40 teams in the country, especially here since, Tulsa? Since the second loss to Tulsa, they're 9-1. And to me, it's like the question I asked Rob. I see what looks like a tournament team. The problem is, yep, it's not just about what you are now. Your resume comes into play. You're still having to dig yourself out of that hole.
Yes. So. And look, Kelvin said nice things, right? He said he thinks Memphis is a top 40 team. He thinks
right about that.
He said if Memphis wins on Sunday, it won't be any great upset. Which these are all things that you have to say.
Now that's wrong, because I do think they're going to be a double digit favorite. I mean, underdog. Houston will be a 9-double digit favorite. So I do think it would be a big win. Kelvin's trying to talk it down. Of course you want to talk up Memphis right now, but he's all about the gamesmanship. Like stop falling for this. Of course you're going to talk up Memphis now, so that if you do lose to them, in the case that you do, right, you don't fall as far. Then hopefully you're the last two, or that, you know what I do. Of course he's going to do this. Yep. Like, Kelvin's been playing this game too long and knows all the ins and outs of this. That's the way to look at it. Kelvin going to be Kelvin, going to say the right things. That's what he's doing right now.
Yeah, and in the end, none of this is going to matter. On Sunday, they're going to play a game. They're going to meet on CBS. And, you know, we asked Rob if they're winning in. We asked Rob if Memphis wins this game, are they in the tournament? And it's they sort of exist in this weird purgatory, right, when it comes to the NCAA tournament. You can't say they're in if they win, because they still have to go out and not embarrass themselves in the conference tournament.
Correct.
If you take a bad loss in the conference tournament, you will undo all the goodwill that you built up by beating Houston. But it's like a win and you're almost certainly in kind of a deal. Wouldn't you say that's true, Jason?
I mean, you're still beating a team that most have on the two line right now, and you're doing it on the road. You're doing, again, it may not matter to you guys to hear 24 in a row down there, but it will certainly matter to the selection committee that you were the team that was able to go in that streak, that you were the team, Houston's undefeated this year, that got the one win, right, against a Houston team that's top five in both offense and defense, one of the most well-rounded teams in the country. And so that will absolutely play well with a selection committee that knows what Memphis needs. Hell, they like Memphis. I mean, they like the look of Memphis already.
Yep.
It's just the signature win that they need. Getting it down there, it's different than even beating them in the semifinals. It'll be a win that absolutely resonates and puts you there. To me, yes, you could still, you know, lose in the first quarterfinals of the AAC. You could mess this thing up. But I'd be feeling real good if I can come out of Houston with a win. Again, a lot easier said than done, but the Tigers are playing well enough right now that, like Rob said, like we've said all week, doable, difficult, but doable.
If Memphis makes it in, right, if Memphis makes it to the tournament, you know, I think one of the more popular things you've heard is that Memphis will be a tough out, right? Memphis will be a tough out in the NCAA tournament. Do you agree with that? Like, do you think if Memphis got in, if they went on Sunday, that they would be a tough out in the tournament? Like, they may be able to, I'm guessing blindly they'd be, what, a 9 or a 10 seed as an at-large?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be about where they are?
I wouldn't put them much higher than that.
I mean, certainly you would give them a chance to win the first game.
You're talking about a team that's got, will have one quad, one win?
Yep.
You know, was that what
they may be a play-in. We can't rule that out.
Nope.
I mean, their resume is not going to be fantastic, like you mentioned. Like, I mean, you're going to have one, you know, look.
That's assuming they beat Houston once.
You could beat them twice. It's possible. And lose in the AAC championship final. to Wichita State or somebody else.
Then not.
It's possible.
Get past Houston.
I agree. It would make no sense to do that, but it could happen. And if that's the case, well, then, you know, maybe you'd be talking about an eight, perhaps, if you have two wins over Houston, right? I don't know. It's all up in the air. But I think you'd have to give them a chance at least to win one game in the NCAA tournament.
Well, I know it's cliche, but don't we always say the tournament and postseason is about guard play? And yep. Memphis has a ton of options.
That's right.
And that's the deal. And if you can get them playing all together, like they seem to have here down the stretch, then absolutely you can be a threat to make a run. I think Memphis is capable of that because of the talent level.
Yep.
Add that to the defense they're capable of playing. Not defense they're capable of playing. They turn that in just about every time they're out now. I mean, it's not a deal where, oh, Memphis can hit shots, but are they going to hit shots? It's like Doster was saying, are they the first half team that didn't hit shots or the second half team that are? The thing you know, first half, second half, whatever, with Memphis is defensively they're going to come to play. And so you add that to what they're capable of on the perimeter. Again, it's not just Boogie Ellis here last three games has led you. Like, Nolly has been a consistent force for the most part, what, 38-37 from three?
Yep.
For a team that has quietly, to Rob's point, I don't know if he knows this, has led the AAC in three-point field goal percentage in conference play. Like, you're the best shooting thing in the AAC,
at least
in conference play. And so they're capable, John, and particularly because they've got so many guards, right, who are capable of taking over game leading you in score. It's not just Boogie that can do it. Nolly, we know, can do it. Lester Quinones can do it. If he's not just completely focused on defense, that task at all, he can lead you in scoring.
Yep.
They've got a number of guys, right, who can lead the way offensively, and that's a big thing in the tournament because defensively you can't game plan for just one of them. You can't game plan to, like with Houston. You look at Quentin Grimes. He's the guy that jumps off the page to you. Clearly player of the year type candidate. Mm-hmm. That guy, you say, okay, let's take him out. With that guy with Memphis, there's a bunch of them. You can tell yourself that, but they've got four or five guys that can lead you in scoring. So capable, yes. The thing is, are you going to keep being able to do it here at a time you have to?
Yeah, and so that's going to be the question. I think what's on the line is not just a tournament berth. I think what's on the line is multifaceted. I think it's establishing Penny as a legitimate, you know, he's not just a flash in the pan, nice recruiter type of thing. You get in the tournament, I think you can start to sort of turn that perception. So you have that going for Penny on a personal level. The better and the further this team advances, the better the chances become of keeping it together. That's sort of the universe that you exist in right now. You know, Rob was talking about the NBA. I mean, look, Boogie's playing better basketball, but I don't think he's on the radar of the NBA right now. There's a lot more.
I thought he was going to make a case about transferring. And when you're doing well at the end of a season, a lot of times those calls will come more.
Yep.
Those calls from the other schools, especially in a year where you're going to be able to transfer play right away.
Yes. I don't think
the NBA is ready for Boogie. Well, Boogie ain't ready for the NBA yet.
No, that's definitely not. That's not happening. But
I wouldn't rule out him getting more calls now, though.
One more year at Memphis, though, as the install starter, no questions asked, that could absolutely get you on the radar of the NBA. That could happen.
My whole thing is, if it's like you're saying, and Penny's decided, you know what, Boogie, we need you now. Forget your defense. You're going to be out there. And if he's decided that about Boogie's future here at Memphis,
mm-hmm.
going to be hard for Boogie when you're in that room with Penny, right, to say no. Because once Penny decides he wants you, what usually happens?
Yep.
DJ, you don't feel like a priority? Well, let me come tell you, you are. And you play every position when you get into Memphis. All of a sudden, he's committing. Like you tell me, like, what, Jalen Green's not coming? Oh, Landers Nolly's going to have 10 to 15 schools on him. He's going to transfer. How's Memphis going to get to the top of the list? They did. Like, he just goes and gets it done. So if Penny Hardaway has made up his mind, he wants Boogie Ellis here next year, I have a hard time believing when he gets Boogie in that room.
Yep.
Right? That Boogie's going to be able to say, you know what? No, I'd rather go somewhere else, and that's the best thing for me. And so it has been good that it's played out that way because you and I both agree he'd be a huge part of this team next year.
And maybe
you've won him over here in the last year.
Yes. I mean, I think.
In terms of that, possibly.
Look, the better this team plays and the further they go and the more victories they compile along this run is absolutely there is a direct benefit to next season. Because you do have a lot of guys who are sort of at an in between, you know, who could stay or go. I mean, it's just true. Like, it could go either way. You know, DJ Jeffries, Boogie Ellis, Landers Nolly,
Damian Ball,
Musa Cisse. These are all guys who are very much on the fringe of whether or not they would come back, whether that's a transfer, whether that's a going pro, try to pursue a two-way contract in the NBA. I mean, Landers Nolly was going to go pro last year. There was a clerical error which prevented him from getting it in time, which is why, if you remember, he announced it in the morning that I'm declaring, And by the end of the day, he was no longer declaring.
That's true.
That's because there was a clerical error in the timing of the declaration. So he's a guy who absolutely would, you know, he's been college basketball for 3-4 years. He may want to move on. Who knows? We'll see. I think it all depends on how much fun this team has, how much success they have in the next, you know, week, in the next 2 days. That will so very much determine the immediate future of this program. Because look, Jordan Nesbitt's no longer part of your 21 class. He's here now, and that could count as a recruit. However you want to use that. It's hard to know what to expect, right? We haven't really seen anything. But Sam Anu and John Camden are not going to be guys who come in here and automatically just start. I mean, they're not that caliber of player. So you need returnees. You need these guys to come back. And that's what's kind of hanging in the balance. It's the most important game for so many different reasons, not just because a tournament is on the line, but just, you know, vitality, health, continuity. That's also on the line. And look, that's college basketball. That's the way it goes at every program, but especially for Memphis when you have all these guys and all this talent and you're trying to keep it all together.
But win or lose for Penny on Sunday, I'm going to go back to a point you made earlier. Hasn't he answered? You talked about that narrative mm-hmm. of are you just a good recruiter, right? Can you coach? Does he have to beat Houston to answer that question? Will it take a W to answer? Has Penny not answered that question in this second half of the season?
I mean, for some people, probably he has. For others, no. I mean, for others, I think they need to see him tournament. You know, they need to see him get to the field. You need to be one of the 68 best teams in the country. So I think for a lot of people, he has shown, yes, he can steer something when it's going very badly, but just getting to the bubble is not enough.
Right.
You know, you got to get in the field of 68.
No, I'm not leaving you on that point. But my point is, as things have been taken away from him.
Yep.
With the second Houston game, right? During a time where they're getting better, mm-hmm. When you add the turnaround, John, I was talking about this yesterday. When you add the turnaround to the way they're playing defense, That's what 6-5. Remember what they were asking, John?
Yep.
They were saying this was a mistake.
Yep.
They're Penny's biggest critics, his harshest ones, were saying, don't y'all see now?
Yep.
This ain't going right. He can't coach. Has he not answered that already, or does it take a win against Houston in a place that nobody's won all year long to answer it? To me, he's already answered the question. To me, in the turnaround, coupled with the way you've played defense, the adjustments you've made, you've answered it, that you are the right guy, that you can coach. Now, does that mean you're going to go in there on Sunday and win? Absolutely, it doesn't. Does that mean you still need to make the tournament? Absolutely, to get this thing where you want it to go. But I think it's a hell of a job by Penny Hardaway this year turning this thing around.
Yeah.
I think he's answered that question.
Yeah, and
whether he can coach.
And as promised, he is Danny Manning, college basketball analyst for ESPN. He joins us now. Hey, Coach, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time.
Oh, man, I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we are preparing for a massive basketball game on Sunday between Memphis and Houston. When you consider Memphis's resume and the season that they've had, and certainly the most recent play that they've been putting out there on the court, is it as simple as if Memphis wins this game, they should be in the tournament for you?
Well, I definitely think that the way Penny's team has played as of recent, they're a team that should definitely get strong consideration. I think with Houston, I think Wichita State, those two teams are at the top of the league just in terms of the numbers and the standings. And, yeah, I would like to say so. But, I mean, I don't know the metrics across the board for all the other conferences. But I certainly think the way that his team is playing right now, they knock off Houston, when they get to the championship game or the AAC tournament, and I definitely think they should be in.
When you've got a game like this one, Coach, where you got two of the top five defenses in the country in terms of efficiency level, you figure it's going to be a rock fight. What's it going to come down to when you look at this matchup? Is the way that, you know, can Memphis limit the turnovers? Houston on that offensive glass. In terms of looking at this game for you, what stands out is what it's going to come down to.
Who makes the most shots? That's what it comes down to, because both teams are really, really great defensively. And so whoever's going to be able to come up with the most ways to score the basketball, in my opinion, will give them the best chance to be successful. You know, the one thing I look at the Memphis team in situations like that, when you talk about scoring the basketball, and I think they have to do a much better job of locking in at the free throw line and making their free throws. You know, I think Nolly, he's a terrific free throw shooter. And Lomax shoots it well, but everybody else is below that. And so I think as a team, they should be shooting better than 62% from the free throw line.
You know,
it's absolutely killed them.
Originally, as you know, Danny, there were two games scheduled between Memphis and Houston, and because of Memphis's COVID pause, obviously, that first one was lost, and it was not made up. Now, a couple of weeks back, Mike Oresko, who's the commissioner, came out and said, we want to do what's in the best interest of our bubble teams. Yet there was no makeup of that first game between Memphis and Houston. And by the way, like, there's been no public statement by the commissioner whatsoever since then. Should there have been a public sort of statement from the commissioner about why that second game was not made up, especially if, you know, what was in the best interest of your bubble teams was the most important thing?
Well, I think, you know, in this situation, flexibility is something that is very important. And each situation changes hourly, daily, weekly. And, you know, I don't know what the commissioner was thinking or what his thought process is or was at that particular time. But you like to see your best teams play up against your best teams, especially coming down the stretch, because these wins mean so much when you're talking about the upper echelon teams in your league competing for a bid. So as a basketball player, and if you're a player on the team, you definitely wanted to play that game. As a coach, as a competitor, you definitely wanted to play that game. But I don't know the protocols and everything that's in place health-wise for this conference.
Coach, when you were in a situation like this, like Penny's in right now, I'm curious about the way you were in the locker room and what Penny might be like in the locker room before this one, where it's right, you're trying to get your first top 10 win on the road, I think, since 2005 here in Memphis, Coach. And if you get it, you feel like that's the one that the selection committee is going to say, okay, they look like an at-large team. What are you saying to them? Like, do you save your best speech for this game, this moment? Or, Coach, does the situation itself speak for itself, and you don't have to say much, and those guys are already up? You're in this situation, you're in Penny's shoes. What's that locker room like before the game, Coach?
Well, this day and age, there are no secrets about what's going on,
right?
Because every kid has got a cell phone. Every kid is going on social media and seeing kind of what the situation is. I think Penny's mindset and the way that Penny coaches, I see some similarities between the two of us. I think once we get on the court for a game, our mindset is to focus in on what we need to do to help our team win the ball game and be composed as possible. Now, during the course of practice, I know Penny's competitive. I know he's hard-nosed. I know he's tough. And I know he coaches like that in practice. I know he challenges his guys in practice every day to take them out of their comfort zone so they can evolve, grow, and get better. So he's doing all those things in practice. When you get to the game, now it's a point of what do we have to do to figure out a way to win this particular game in this environment, in this setting. So he's going to remind them of what's at stake.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes back to let's create the most amount of momentum that we can moving forward from here. And a lot of times the only way that you can guarantee that bid is to win your conference tournament if that's where the automatic qualifier bid comes from.
We are, of course, talking to Danny Manning, college basketball analyst for ESPN. Danny, I wanted to get your perspective on a massive story in college basketball that took place this week, or at least the details are emerging this week. Greg McDermott has been suspended at Creighton for comments that he made after a loss. And we'll see, you know, I guess what the university decides to do. And, you know, we've had guests on the show today who said really it's up to those players what happens to Greg McDermott if they accept him back. What is your perspective on this story, and does it signify just how far we have to go? How do you look at the situation at Creighton?
Yes, we still have a ways to go, without question. I think now that the world that we lived in, and I alluded to it earlier, everybody has cell phones, everybody has that social media piece. I know Greg McDermott. Got to know him really well, coaching against him, watching his son grow up, because I recruited one of his son's teammates in Harrison Barnes. And I don't feel like he's a racist. But I do feel like what he said crossed the line. And I think from everything that I've read, you know, he's accepted that he made a mistake. He's accepted the punishment that is doled out, and he's ready to move forward. And you're right. The players know Max Hart. They know, they hear him. They're around him. They see him. They live with him each and every day. And if those players accept him back, then, you know, you move on and go. But if the players don't, then that's something different that you're going to have to navigate. So I think at the end of the day, his players' hearts will weigh in on this situation because they know what Coach Mack is all about because they're around him each and every day.
Mm-hmm. Your coach of the year, Coach Manning, for you, the most impressed you've been by a coaching job you've seen thus far this season, who would it be?
You know what? To me, there are a lot of coaches that should be in that conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Mark Few, with the job that he's done this year, Scott Drew, Juwan Howard, and I also think somebody that I personally think does not get enough attention in the national scene, Leonard Hamilton, and I think Brad Underwood at Illinois has done a great job this year with their teams.
Absolutely.
So, you know, all those things in consideration. Then I'll throw another name at you. I think Isaac Brown at Wichita State.
They were picked seventh.
What he's done this year.
Yep, seventh, and they're number one. You're right.
You know, so, I mean, there are a lot of coaches out there. I think a lot of it just comes down to what you're looking at. And I think when it hits the national scene, so many other things factor into it. You know, there's so many people that are voting that don't have a chance to see teams on a daily basis. Like, I'm a basketball analyst. I love basketball. I watch basketball all the time. I don't watch West Coast basketball as much as I watch Midwest and East basketball.
Right.
But a lot of it has to do with the time.
Right.
What goes in, like, when we talk about a coach of the year, right, Danny, what made him that? Like, what are the most important components? And you know this because you've been one. Like, what makes you a coach of the year? Is it just the sheer amount of wins you have? Is it about, you know, the assembling of the team? Like what are the most important roles that you play when you are a coach of the year?
Well, you know, that's a tough question for me to answer because there's so many coaches that deserve coach of the year based upon where they help their team get to. A coach of the year is a guy who, or a person or a lady, depending on what gender you are, who receives the most votes from whoever's voting.
Right.
That's how you get coach of the year.
Right.
Right? I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of times some of these voters aren't in the locker room.
Exactly.
They're not with that team day in and day out and see what that coach does to motivate, to challenge, to love, to care, to prod his team, not only on the court, but off the court. And so, you know, to me, there's so many people that are deserving of that Coach of the Year award. So to me, a lot of times I feel like a league Coach of the Year award is really important because you're only going to get one national Coach of the Year. And then that's a bias, to be honest with you.
Hey, Coach, this was great stuff as always.
Always appreciate your
time.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Yep. Pleasure having you.
He is Danny Manning, college basketball analyst for ESPN. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, college basketball coaching is so different than, you know, NBA coaching, right? Like they each have their own sort of unique set of challenges, which is why I asked the question, like what goes into it? Like what makes a coach of the year a coach of the year? And it is a little bit, you're way more involved at the college level than you are at the NBA level. You just are.
Well, problem is a lot of times you're going to have SIDs making those picks on coach of the year.
Yep.
And they're just going to pick the team at the top of the league.
Exactly.
A lot of times he hasn't done the best coaching job.
Correct.
You and I touched on this earlier this week. We think it's making a difference, right? You go in and maybe you overachieve a little bit, like an Isaac Brown situation where you're seventh, you're one. It's not always meeting – to me, it's not always meeting expectations. If you got the best team, you may not necessarily be coach of the year. But a lot of times, they're going to get it, right, just because they're at the top. Mark Few, this year, I'm telling you, it's probably been one of the easiest coaching jobs he's had because of the talent level. Now you got to get him all the credit in the world for putting it all together, having this team. But I'm telling you right now, he's on easy street with all that talent after the work he put in to get the team.
Yep.
And that you know, a Nate Oates who was picked fifth, and don't tell Seth Greenberg, but Nate Oates who was picked fifth, now looking, you know, could win the SEC, was picked fifth in the SEC. That you've overachieved there.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that, to me, is a better coaching job. To his point, Musselman, I went and looked that up just because Greenberg was so forget Nate Oates.
Very dismissive.
What about Musselman?
Very dismissive.
Nate Oates was picked fifth in the SEC. They're going to finish first.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. Unless and then Musselman, sixth.
Yep.
They're going to finish second.
Wow.
So how the hell is Nate out of the conversation?
Right.
Right. When he went up the exact same amount and probably going to win the SEC.
Well,
anyway,
he's
one of 10 finalists, as is Musselman for National Coach of the Year.
We certainly do appreciate the fact that you have
I like Nate Oates. I think he's doing a heck of a job. Have you figured that out yet?
No, I
like Juwan. I like Nate.
You have embraced your new role as the Minister of Defense for Nate Oates.
Oh, stop, because you just came in here 2 weeks. 2 weeks on Michigan Juwan to the point you're so inspired you're going to write about it. Like, ain't nobody writing no Nate Oates story over here. Right, did he forget who he was, BC, for a minute?
Bro, this is Mr. Big Ten across the glass.
He's in the Michigan Communications Department.
I am a Big Ten fan.
Him and Giannotto been meeting up after each show. Talk about the Michigan's big chance this year.
They have brought your name up on the 2-4 show because, as we know, Mark is an alum of University of Michigan.
That's right.
Prestigious
college.
They love Michigan, him and John.
But we have decided that you might be a bigger fan of Michigan
than Mark is.
I think the record speaks for itself. My agenda is clear on Michigan. I love Michigan. I love the way they play.
You know, the interesting thing is it's much like John, and I hate to pick on you, John, but this is just the truth. As soon as you became a fan, that team went out and got boat raced by Illinois.
Oh, stop.
I don't think the timing was
won by
unusual.
19 last night.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a huge fan. What do? They go out and lay a friggin' tar.
I will didn't fall for it last night. Michigan stayed in the points, though. Michigan bounced back big.
Since I became a fan, they beat top 10 Iowa.
Yeah. So beat Michigan State. Wow.
They beat Iowa after I became a fan, Brad.
Okay. I missed that game.
That's a top 10 game. I don't know how you missed it, man. That was a huge victory.
You were earlier than I gave you credit for.
I came in after the Ohio State win. That I will say, that is when I came in.
Yeah. Then they dismantled Iowa.
Held Luka Garza. Man, that made the player of the year look, like a mediocre player.
Illinois guy just giving you a little grief?
I'm riding with the Illini, let me be clear. But I'll tell you, you got to be careful because once you jump in that pool, buddy, you better keep swimming now.
But I don't think that you can play that card on John because he'd also said
he's got multiple
Illinois
teams.
He's
covered his bases.
But Lord knows, I mean, you got 347 Division I college teams that you like.
Well, I've been to three. I've been to two of them. First of all, I've been to two of them. I married a third one, so there's three in the family. So let's start with the education in the family, Jason.
Y'all pick a team. It can't just be John's got multiple teams. He got a million of them.
Hey, when you put the diplomas on the wall, buddy, you get to claim them.
Yep.
There you go.
Claim them all.
It's like it's going pro in some other than sports, man. We just love the NCAA around here. We just do. That's going to do it for us today. Always appreciate our guests for joining us. Thanks to Danny Manning and thanks to Rob Doss for hopping on the show today. Gino and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
It's storm season, which means rain is going to be in the forecast, which means your roof could be in for a beating. If that happens, if you notice a leak or some precipitation or whatever it may be, don't worry. Call our man Chris McCauley. Chris McCauley of McCauley Roofing and Renovations. He's going to come out. He's going to assess the damage. And then once he figures out what the problem is, he's going to get with your insurance. He's going to deal with your insurance adjuster. And then he's going to get it taken care of. That is as easy as it could possibly be. He did it for me about a year and a half ago. So glad I got with him. He'll do the same for you. And when he comes out, make sure you mention that you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. He will give you a free roofing upgrade.
Make that happen by calling 487-7096. Again, call Chris McCauley. Whether the issue is as small as a few missing shingles or you need that whole entire roof, don't worry about it. He's going to take the stress out of it. Like John said, it'll take care of insurance claims. They were voted most popular roofing company by Memphis Most, so you don't have to just take our word for it. You can check out their 5-star reviews on Facebook. And go ahead and call them up after you do that, 901-487-7096. It's McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
UFC 259 is this weekend, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC, is putting you in the center of the title fight. Pick either main event fighter to land a punch during this weekend's UFC 259 bout, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 100-1 odds. Just bet $1 on either fighter to land a punch, and if that happens, you'll cash $100. Don't worry if MMA MMA isn't for you. DraftKings Sportsbook offers great odds and promotions on basketball, hockey, and so much more. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code WMFS when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if either main event fighter lands a punch on Saturday. That's code WMFS. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Whether you're ready for your COVID-19 vaccine or looking for the right testing options for your family, our Kroger Health team of pharmacists and nurse practitioners are here to help. Our suite of solutions is one of the most comprehensive in the industry, trusted by frontline workers around the country. Visit Kroger.com/COVID care to learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you.
Bev Hart here with Shaq from Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. And did you say Truck Month?
We sure did say Truck Month. Motor Trend Truck of the Year, back
to back
to back three times. Truck of the Year, new Ram 1500, 0%, 72 months or 84 months, you choose. If a Ram truck's not your thing, we've got 0% financing on new Jeep Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Compass, Renegades, Challengers, Chargers, even the new Durango. Homer Skelton, CDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
Whether it's after a tough workout or a game, there's nothing like a long, hot shower. And a huge part of that process is the body wash that I use. That's why you should use the new Dove Men plant-based body wash. It uses plant-based cleansers and moisturizers to keep your skin healthy and hydrated. Eucalyptus oil and cedar, lime and avocado oil, and charcoal and clove. My personal favorite, the eucalyptus oil and cedar. Relax your body and mind with the new Dove Men plant-based body wash.
Save up to $6 on your next Dove Men purchase. Be sure to look out for a coupon in this Sunday's